This is Jim from the Nordies Podcast. We're going to be doing a Super Bowl preview, very, very special episode coming up. But first, I want to tell you about American Mortgage Brokers. These are friends of the pod. It's a local company. Look, we're adults, most of us. We have mortgages or we're thinking about buying our first home. You know, if you're in that case where you've had a mortgage for a few years, you might be able to save a lot of money. Give this company a call, American Mortgage Brokers, and they can do a refi check for you. So with no pressure, they will look at your situation and decide, hey, we can help you, or, you know, no, maybe in about a year, you might be in a better shape to do that. So it's no pressure. They won't, you know, push you into anything. Give Chelsea a call. Her number is 612-271-6574, and they might be able to help you out. So that's American Mortgage Brokers, NMLS number 284286. They are an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to the Nordies Podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Jim.
I'm here with Jim.
And that's it.
That's
once
it.
Again.
Just the two of us. I think you guys are getting used to this.
You don't want to be. We like Barter. God damn it. But he's got his hands full with a two-year-old and a brand new, just home from the hospital baby.
Human being.
Yeah. Another human into his realm of responsibilities.
Yeah. And honestly, he obviously has bigger and better things to do than getting mad at me for saying that it was bullshit that Carl Anthony Towns was posting a bunch of Eagles things.
He was real fired up about that.
He was.
Your take was garbage, but his reaction was over the top.
Yeah. He was like, I don't want to have someone on our team who cheers for a team that they don't actually care about.
Like, I was that's like, pandering.
I was like, I do. I want yeah, that. I want him to cheer for all of our teams.
If he's the face of the Twin City, your take was absolutely horseshit.
Yeah, you want that $200 million deal, you better be cheering for all Minnesota teams. So before we jump into some more horseshit sports takes, we got some information. We got some news for you guys. First off, we need you to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Nordeast Podcast. You need to send us an email, Gmail, Nordeast Podcast.
Yeah.
And finally, give us a follow on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher,
Overcast, whatever it may be,
wherever it is that you get your podcasts. A couple things coming up for us. We have some events that we're promoting. Draft Horse here in Northeast Minneapolis on the 11th of February. That's a Sunday night at 6:30. We have DJ Bonix on the
Hooked
show.
On Bonix.
Yeah.
That's his you like that tagline?
I like that.
I mean, if you're DJ Bonix, you have to say Hooked on Bonix, right?
He's probably said that quite a few times.
Oh, I listen to his radio show every day, and yes, he does.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah, so DJ Bonix will be on the show. We'll be talking about his radio show, his music career, and all
touring
of
with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, touring the world with Wiz Khalifa. So if you have any questions for DJ Bonix, send them our way. But really and truly, just be there at Draft Horse on a Sunday night at 6:30. It should be a lot of fun. It gives you an excuse to get out of the house, because literally you're going to pull this excuse that you can't do anything on Sunday because you need to prepare mentally for the week.
Right.
Don't do that. Just come out, meet up with us. We're keeping it early.
It's your last hurrah. Treat it like it should be.
Yeah. We'll have a good time. Also, there we'll have some of our brand new Nordies Podcast snapbacks. They're pretty cool. They're only $10. We got three different colors. One's New Timberwolves. One of them is Minnesota Twins. One of them is the Golden Gophers.
Yeah.
So choose which hat you want. They're $10 a piece. We just want to spread the word about our podcast, your favorite podcast, the Nordies Podcast.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not trying to make a killing on these things. We're just trying to get them on some heads, you know?
Yeah. And we have another event coming out at Bauhaus.
This should be big.
Yeah.
We don't have a date totally locked down.
Date yet to be announced. We're working with them and their team right now on setting up a really cool event for you guys. We'll be on the stage. If you've been to Bauhaus, it's really cool. They've got one of the best spaces in the 5-state area that you could possibly drink beer.
Maybe the 10-state. That's not a thing, but dude, push it out, man.
Yeah.
Go 12.
In the north, not the north.
The north.
Not the Midwest.
It's maybe the best tap room in the north. Yeah, it should be good. It should be towards the end of March on a Thursday. So there's a couple of them we're looking at. And yeah, it should be a really fun time.
So
that's something we're going to try to get everybody listening there. And bring two people.
Yeah, it should be wild. We'll have a good time. We'll try to make it prizes, interactive, lots of fun, and an excuse for you to get out, to get a sitter, to
start the weekend early on a Thursday.
Exactly. Maybe you when it's all meant take, to start. If enough of our listeners take Friday off, I'll do the same.
Yeah, I could easily take a Friday off. I might just do it anyways.
All right, guys. We have a beer in front of us. Usually we keep it local, but sometimes we take some special exceptions. And this is one of those. As we are heading to California, to Stone, one of the most famous breweries.
San Diego.
From San Diego, California. And this one is Stone's Tangerine Express IPA. It says, an India pale ale packed with whole tangerine and pineapple.
Do you think they should have cut the tangerines up? Don't you think that skin on there? Like, what the fuck is a whole tangerine? I don't know, man. But this is another good beer. They, you know, these San Diego beers, they love to be, you know, the kings of IPA. And they kind of are still, right?
The kings of West Coast IPA.
The West Coast IPA, yeah. Which is still the most popular style. Yep. I know that it's a, you know, maybe a fad for like the big hazy, not that hoppy, juice bomb, you know, Northeast.
Yep.
Which we should probably subscribe to the Northeast style of it. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Stone is still doing great things. They're probably underrated at this point, don't you think?
I think that they were like OGs of like cool beer. And then,
oh, they're definitely OGs.
And then because they were OGs, everyone kind of forgot about them. Everyone, you know, forgot about Stone. And then they're back with a vengeance. They're trying all these cool things. They're making great IPAs. They're making dank IPAs. They're making, you know,
other IPAs.
Yeah.
Mostly IPAs.
It's pretty much a list of cool IPAs.
No, it is. But they do, you know, their base beers are great, but they do tons of releases like this, like Tangerine Express. I haven't seen this one. You know, the six packs are generally only about $10. Maybe you paid $11.
It was $11
for $11, not bad, and really good. The cans always look great. They do custom art for each piece, painted cans always. I love that. Grab it. When you see something new from Stone, just grab it. It's going to be good.
That's how I felt. So that's what we're drinking today. It's really good. You like it?
I do. Yeah. I do. It's juicy. It's what you expect. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, mind-blowingly different. It's just really good.
Yeah, they just kind of nailed it with that one. So go check it out. If you're in stores, grab some Stone. If you don't know about Stone, what are you doing?
Dude,
you don't
listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you can't listen to this podcast. It's too good. They do just like OGs of great hoppy IPAs from California. All right, so while we're drinking that, while you're salivating over that, we're going to jump in to some sports talk. Here's our sports cast for the week. We're going to start out with our starting lineup segment. Just kind of a quick refresher of what's happening in Minnesota sports and some national sports. Today was one of the worst sporting events of the year. The Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Why is it so bad?
It's terrible because it's such a physical game. And no
There's
one
injuries
wants to
every
get
game.
Hurt in this game. So you have to play like unrealistic football.
It's really weird because like if I was a defensive player and I was chosen for the Pro Bowl, I'd be like, no, because I can't even play. Like nobody gets tackled. So you're just going to get whomped on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You
like
are.
The defenses are at a total disadvantage.
Yeah, and even though they're at a disadvantage, the Vikings players played pretty well today. Mm-hmm. So a couple of our guys in the game, Kyle Rudolph led the entire game in catches.
Yep. Seven, he was targeted all the time.
Seven catches for 70 yards. The most catches in the game. Other guys, Adam Thielen, had the first touchdown of the game. One of only three receiving touchdowns. Couple other ones. You had Xavier Rhodes, who had four tackles. You had Linval Joseph, who had a tackle. And you had Harrison Smith, who had a pick six.
Yeah, big. And those are back-to-back. It was like, you know, offensive touchdown by Thielen and then pick six instantly, right?
Yeah.
So, but the NFC lost.
Well, you had, they were in the first quarter, you had Thielen on a touchdown. You had a field goal from the AFC, you had a field goal from the NFC, and then you had a 79-yard interception return from Harrison Smith. So, of the first few touchdowns of the game there, the first two of them came from Vikings players.
Yeah, it was a great start. I mean, who cares, though? Does it mean anything that we lost? No. Besides the fact that our players got $32,000 and their players got $64,000.
Yeah, they got a little bit of money. They got like pocket change money.
Yeah.
They're just going to spend it on like a vacation anyways.
Change my life, but yeah, for them it's like.
And yeah, I mean, that's about it. I think they were definitely showing up because being in the Pro Bowl or being considered a Pro Bowl player is still important. Mm-hmm. But the game itself is just terrible. It's a horrible, horrible game.
And it was like in Orlando, right?
I don't know what the answer is.
It was in Orlando.
Yeah, it's usually in Hawaii. I think it's in Florida now. Yeah. And here's the thing.
I don't think they could get people to fly out to Hawaii.
It's
like nobody
cares. Such a stupid game because everyone's so terrified of getting injured. It's not really authentic football. And the worst part about it is that there's always all these ideas of rule changes and they're going to play dodgeball and they're going to have a skills competition. Literally, it just needs to be canceled.
Yeah, the entire thing.
It truly needs to be canceled. I mean, there aren't rule changes to make. It's after the season for 30 of the 32 teams. The two teams that are still playing, which probably have a lot of Pro Bowl players, have no representatives. No mm-hmm. one goes to the game from those two teams.
Of course not.
So it's the 30 worst teams in the league playing in an all-star
like that,
game.
I guess. Sure.
Playing in an all-star game that's meaningless. Some guys haven't been playing football in weeks. And right. they're going to come to this game and just desperately try not to get injured.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I watched most of it. That's messed up. I mean, I didn't have anything else going on. I had my house cleaned. I was like, all right, let's flick this thing on. And it was not a great product. I mean, the NBA All-Star game is more entertaining, and that's fucked up.
The NBA All-Star game is also bad because they're like, what if we played a game with no defense for an entire game? And that's what happens.
Well, nobody wants to take a charge in this game either, right?
It's like 102 to 96 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this is a problem.
It could be more interesting this year. It's still a few weeks out. Maybe we'll talk about it more as it comes up. I think like the, you know, electing two representatives from each conference or one from each and then having them draft players is somewhat more interesting. You know, our two Wolves players did end up on the same team. They're on Steph's team. So
I wanted him to be on LeBron's team.
I know,
team.
I did too, so bad. LeBron's team looks good, even though Boogie Cousins got hurt, and they had to bring in Paul George as like a, oops, we're sorry here, go ahead and take a consolation shitty spot on LeBron's team. But hey, you know, we'll talk about it maybe a little bit more as it comes up. It's probably, if we were doing a Do We Care segment, probably be, no, we don't.
Well, we'll do a little Do You Care later then.
Perfect.
So right now, we'll do a little update on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Currently, they moved from third to fourth since our last podcast.
Yeah.
They are a game behind the San Antonio Spurs. They're a game ahead of the red-hot Oklahoma City Thunder.
Just a game. That's kind of scary. Because it was three games last time we talked.
So those three teams are going to duke it out for the rest of the season on who's going to end up with the 3, 4, and 5.
Like I said, I'm going to stick with my prediction that your guys in the Thunder are going to jump into the third spot. We're taking fourth, and Spurs will take fifth. Butler's back, so we'll you know, we won't have a couple losses in a row like we have.
I think all three of those teams are really quality NBA teams. I think I would rather play San Antonio in the playoffs than the Thunder.
Really?
Yeah, just because San Antonio is...
Even if Kawhi's back by then. And
yeah, but San Antonio's older. They're a good team. They're well coached, but they're an older team. I think the Thunder have enough guys that could go off and take over a series. But I wouldn't want to play the Wolves either.
Yeah.
And the Wolves have three lights-out studs on offense, even though Wiggins is not a fully rounded player at this point in time.
He's still a freak scorer when he wants to be.
Oh,
when he's motivated, which he should be in the playoffs.
So, yeah, currently the Wolves moving into that fourth spot. What happened to them this week? What games did they have?
Well, they were – so they had a couple of nice wins without Jimmy Buckets. He's been hurt. So they won two, surprising, and then they dropped two. And then he came back and they won last night against, like, a really hapless Nets team that – we played at home. We definitely handled them like we should have. And now we have another string of tough games. So we'll see.
Yeah, this little middle part of the season has been pretty difficult. I always love to look at like nerdy advanced statistics. I love that.
Best.
And so NBA PER, which is a player efficiency rating, currently has two Timberwolves players in the top 14 players in the NBA, which is really exciting. That's great. So number one they have as Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Sure, the Greek freak, we get it.
Number two, they have James Harden. Number three, they have Steph Curry. Number four, they have LeBron James. And it's funny because these ratings aren't perfect, but when you hear all the names who end up at the top after 50 games, you're like, man, they
kind of got it nailed.
They figured it out. Number five is Anthony Davis. Number six is Chris Paul. Number seven is Russell Westbrook. Number eight, surprisingly, is Clint Capella, who played the least amount of minutes of any top eight player, but a big man for the Houston Rockets who's been really good. Number nine, Kevin Durant. Number 10, Hassan Whiteside. Number 11, Kyrie Irving. Number 12, Karl Anthony Towns. Number 13, Andre Drummond. Number 14, Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're in that company of Kevin Durant, Hassan Whiteside, Kyrie Irving, Andre Drummond, Victor Oladipo, Enes Kanter, LaMarcus Aldridge, Damon Lillard, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
And when you hear that company, I mean, those are two star players in the NBA, and they're both on our team.
It's nice. I'd get Wiggins in there. You know, hopefully by the end of this year, he figures it out a little bit. He's not efficient, so he doesn't belong in this. It's player efficiency rating. You'd probably have to scroll down a while to find him. But get him in there, involved a little bit more. Teague's been great. Teague's been really good. You've been watching at all?
Yeah, so when it comes to point guards, though, they don't like the Minnesota point guards. Jeff Teague is ranked 28th. He's behind Chris Dunn, actually, who's at 27th.
For efficiency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tyus Jones is at 37th behind Isaiah Cannon and ahead of George Hill. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess that doesn't totally surprise me. But, you know, not every position is going to land here, you know, on this efficiency rating.
When it comes to shooting guards, they have Jimmy Butler as their number one shooting guard in the NBA, which is fantastic. And they have Jamal Crawford at number 19. So two of your shooting guards in the top 19 is a good thing to have. When it comes to small forwards, where they have Andrew Wiggins, they have him currently
he's scrolling down
25.
Okay.
He's in the same category.
In the same position. That's messed up.
So here are the guys who are ahead of him. Damari Carroll, Thomas Saturnowski, CJ Miles, Davis Bertans, and he's just ahead of
I don't even know these people.
He's just ahead of Jeremy Grant, Kelly Oubre Jr., Kevin Looney, Robert Covington, and Joe Ingles.
Yikes.
That's the company.
Those are some like deep cuts of people I haven't even heard the name of in forever. So, yeah, I mean, he's not an efficient player. He needs to get better.
When it comes to the power forward position, the Timberwolves currently have their top guy at, this isn't good, number 49, Bielitsa.
Yeah, I guess we don't really play that position, really, though, right? I mean, like,
and you know. When it comes to centers, the top two guys only average 27 and 26 minutes a game. So they play, but they're not, you know, full-time players. The number one guy over 30 minutes in the NBA is Karl Anthony Towns at 35 and a half minutes per game. So
okay. He's way great. Up there. He's been so awesome. It's amazing. He made the All-Star game. He totally deserved it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. He probably won't get a ton of minutes in the game, but who cares? It's a shit show anyways.
Yeah, so it's exciting, though. Two of the top guys in the NBA. Towns kind of blossoming as the year goes on, and he's kind of surpassing a few of those guys that he's always compared to. Jokic in Denver.
Yeah. Jokic has been pretty good. He hasn't like blown up.
Not as good as Towns. And then definitely better than his arch nemesis over in New York. Porzingis.
And Porzingis is having an off year. Didn't make the All-Star game. Didn't really deserve it. Embiid is really good. And I think he gets compared a little bit to Embiid. Just for some of the same things that they do. But then again, Cat does a lot more than Embiid. Embiid just does everything he does really well.
Yeah, no. I would rather have Cat. He's Embiid's ceiling is higher than Cat's. But Cat's floor is much higher than Embiid's.
Right.
And Embiid has terrible injury history and Cat doesn't.
Right.
And so I would rather have Cat.
For sure.
Over almost any player in the league. Yeah, so getting pretty exciting. The other thing I have to say is when it comes to the NBA, there's some amazing storylines that are happening right now. Maybe none better than what's happening with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Have you been following this at all?
Of course. All you got to do is follow like NBA memes on Facebook or Instagram and you get all the best shit. You can keep up with anything just by like watching just a series of memes. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Did you see Kevin Love throwing the warm-up on Jeff Green's head.
What the fuck was that? Is he the least likable person in basketball or
no,
what?
No, you know what? Honestly, I have to give you a hot take here. I'm like becoming a Kevin Love fan again.
Just because he's so insufferable or what?
No, because they treat him so poorly, probably.
He's an all-star, which is hilarious.
Because of the color of his skin.
What?
Come he does on. Not fit in with the team. He's blamed for all of their problems.
Well, they he's brought him in.
He's one of the top players. He's currently sitting as the fifth top-ranked power forward.
He's not that good.
He's having a really nice year. And he's just abused by that team. He missed a game. They didn't believe that he was...
I can't believe you're going to play a reverse racism card in a podcast with three white dudes. I don't think we can do that.
Well, see, what I thought was so funny was the gif of Kevin Love trying... Did you see that? The Kevin Love trying to fit in with the Cavs.
Where they, like, don't they're give all, him high fives or whatever?
It's all little kids, and they're going in a line, and they're all dabbing.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last kid is like a little white kid.
And he doesn't know what to do.
He just blows it so bad. That's perfect. God, I love the memery.
If you don't know that one, I know it's insane to ask you to look up a Kevin Love little kid dabbing meme, but it's flawless.
It's pretty much perfect, and it does explain a lot. I think it makes some sense.
I have to tell you guys, if you're at work right now and you're listening to this, don't look up that meme while you're at work because you will burst out laughing in the office.
Yeah. It could be a problem. People think you've lost your mind.
It's going to be awkward. So
yeah, that's good. I get it. I mean, I hate Kevin Love. You know, I went to this Taste of Timberwolves event, right? And I got invited because I wasn't paying $400 for a ticket. I was lucky enough to be there. And you get to meet all the players. They're all supposed to be just kind of mingling. You know, there's free drinks and food, and it's really cool. And Kevin Love was just, like, sulking the entire time. It was the summer before – or it was the winter before the summer he left. And the trade deadline had just ended, and I think he thought he was going to go. And so he was throwing his little temper tantrum that night. So at a more or less a black tie event, we come out to the tables where the players are sitting amongst the people, the rubes. He has his boots up on the table, and he's texting, his feet up on the table. So that was fucked up. And then they go up to the stage, and they're doing like these kind of like, you know, games, right? Like, each player has to, like, say something, and he takes his mic off and throws it on the ground and crosses his arms. And one of the other players, like Anthony Tolliver or whomever, goes and picks it up and hands it to him. And then he just leaves the stage. He just walks off, and everyone's like, wow, he's throwing, like, a temper tantrum right now. And that's when I knew he was going to leave. I told you immediately he won't be here next year. And that's when I lost all respect for him. And that makes you like him more, doesn't it?
No, I'm totally against Kevin Love in almost everything, but at this point, I feel like the Cavs' lack of chemistry, defense, they literally can't play defense, and they have a horrible coach who just literally he has to just do whatever LeBron says.
Did you see somebody throw a towel on him? Somebody threw a towel right on his shoulder too, like such disrespect happening over
that
there.
Team is a train wreck. So yeah, no, honestly, I'm cheering for Kevin Love at this point in time because it just seems like he's on total FU mode to everybody on the team for blaming him for all of their issues.
Well, he's not a very good defensive player, so if that's their problem, you could start there if you wanted.
All right, a couple other things. We have the All-Star weekend for the Minnesota Wild's Eric Staal. Is he the least...
He's the only one, isn't he?
Is he the least exciting All-Star of all time?
I literally don't care at all. So that's why they've been doing like the hashtag Star Stall or something like that? Stall Star? Stall Star. Now I get it. Oh, it's dumb.
That's brutal.
I get it. Stall Star.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we don't care about this one.
No, we don't really care.
I didn't even know they had an All-Star thing. So what do? They have a whole different format, right? It's like by conference or by division,
like by
or something.
Yeah, by division, and they have like a little tournament, and it's terrible.
Okay,
but three at least, on three. Yeah, I think they're closer than the NFL is to just totally canceling it because it sucks. And just giving everyone a weekend off, it'd be great.
Yeah.
They also were desperately trying to stake their claim to the white. I guess just really white market by going with Kid Rock as their entertainment.
Like lean in. Yeah. Lean in. We tried to invite, you know, entice a colored just some color to the league. No, just going to stick with white.
Yeah.
We don't, Latinos, we don't need them.
No, that's what they went with. And it just seems like such a stupid choice.
Dude, Kid Rap, he used to rap, man. People liked him. Then he just was like, no, I'm going to go country and Trump. Hard left, hard right, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
I can't believe they chose him.
That's what they went with. They were like, hey, our TV ratings are down. Amongst the millennials, we're fourth in sport of choice. And let's just go really racist with our halftime show. Like, what kind of terrible choice is that? I mean, Gary Bettman is just ancient and totally lost in how to run a successful league at this point in time. So it's a lost season for the NHL and for the Minnesota Wild, as they maybe will sneak into the playoffs as an 8 seed, and we will attempt to get excited about them as Minnesotans.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself will attempt to get excited about them, but it's the same team year in and year out, and it's kind of run its course in my mind.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you never know. You know, it is that league where you get in and anything can happen. So we'll get excited. We're not excited now, clearly. Our energy level's like at the fucking bottom. But
I think it's the lowest it's like, been.
It is.
For me, with all of Wild history.
Yeah. At least I've pretended to care in years past. Now it's hard to even do that. But I will say, hey, as we're getting closer, you know, we'll get excited. We'll see what our matchup's going to be and what our chances are. And hey, our goalkeeping's really been hot. That's all that matters. And we'll do our hot takes.
Yeah.
They'll just be lukewarmish.
So let's move on to our main event and something else we're excited about that's coming up. Nordy's podcast ended up with a ticket to the Super Bowl.
Eric's going to the Super Bowl.
And I'm going. I'm going to be at the game.
That's fucking representing wild.
Nordy's podcast. I got a lower level end zone seat. And I'll be there. I'll make some videos for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I have a couple
I'll be questions. Downtown. We'll meet up. You know, I'll be on Nicollet for the day.
Yeah.
So I'll see the whole craziness, and you'll see some of that through our Instagram stories. Follow that.
If any of you guys are you know, going to be there, let me know. We can meet up. I'm not exactly super pumped up about the Patriots and the Eagles, and so I'm happy to meet you there at the game if you guys want to chat a little bit. But here's the deal. I have some questions. Who am I supposed to cheer for?
Well, we already decided. We did a whole segment last week.
Is it
the Patriots officially, man? I'm sorry, but they won. Yes. Fuck the Eagles fans. And when you get there and you see, well, here's the thing. What if we all get down there and the biggest douchebags by far are the Patriots fans? Are you going to switch last minute?
I mean, we're talking about the two worst sports fans that there are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had to rank worst sports fans, I would rank Wisconsin fans as, well, let's be honest. Bills Mafia is fourth worst.
I like them.
All Wisconsin fans are third worst.
Okay.
Because they're That's like 1993. That's just it. That's the whole thing.
They look like they're straight out of 1993.
They're just like 1993. I went to a Packers game and it was like now 1993 was the soundtrack. It was unbelievable. And they just are like fake amazing fans. Number two, I'm sure I just pissed a bunch of people off, by the way.
That's all good.
Number two worst fans, I think, are Boston fans. Like New England's Patriots, Boston mm-hmm. Celtics, Boston Bruins, Red Sox. They're just horrible.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, you're the New England Patriots. You can't even be like the Boston Patriots.
I mean, has there ever like, been a place
I would on be Earth? Pissed off if our team, like the Vikings were like, the Midwest Vikings. I'd be like, no, fuck off. They're our team. Don't be like trying to share them with everybody else.
Yeah, I literally can't stand Boston fans. I think I just don't like Boston.
I haven't been.
I just think I don't like Boston. I think has there ever been a group of people who think they're better than they are more than Boston? I mean,
that's it, isn't it?
I mean, seriously, they think they're so great and awesome and cool. They speak in an accent. Like, the only two people on Earth, the only two groups of people who speak in an accent that's more fake and made up and intentional are country music singers and people from Boston that speak like...
Looking at you, Keith Urban.
Yeah.
You're fucking Australian, okay?
Yeah. And then finally, the worst fans are Philadelphia. Because Philadelphia is like Alabama of the North. It's like people from Alabama were like, hey, we would love to build a giant city.
They're the Philbillies.
Yeah. in Pennsylvania and we're going to just be horrible people. And the only thing we're going to be known for is being horrible people.
Yeah.
And a cheese meat sandwich.
The only good thing that ever came out of it is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Great show, but even the main characters are despicable people.
And they're making fun of Philadelphia.
Yeah, like the entire time. Like they you ever seen the game where they go to the Phillies thing in Green Man costume? I mean,
yeah.
They're the worst.
So, I mean, I'm going to go to the game. Right now, I'm going to give you guys a few options. And if anyone's really got a strong opinion about this, you let me know. So, my options are I go out and I buy, like, a really fuddy Tom Brady t-shirt.
Not a chance.
Probably not happening.
Not a chance.
Other two options, I wear Nordy's podcast gear or I wear Vikings gear. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to represent the podcast.
Okay.
So, you know, rock a hat, maybe one of these Gophers hats we have.
Podcast got a ticket, and that means I need to rep the podcast while I'm there.
Yeah, you need to rep it, but you should also rep the Vikings, too. It's the Vikings home stadium.
Yeah.
You're a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
They should have been there. Of course, they really shouldn't have been because they lost hard, but it would have been great.
I'm kind of thinking I'm going to cheer against whoever I'm sitting by.
Oh, just be a dick about it?
Yeah. If I'm sitting by Eagles fans, I'm going to be a huge Patriots guy. If I'm sitting by Patriots fans, huge Eagles guy.
You're going to be sitting next to a bunch of people that, like, shouldn't be there either. Like, don't have a side. Like, Justin Timberlake should be good, huh?
It's going to be like the South Minneapolis podcast.
Do you think that the beers will be more expensive than at Vikings games? Like, they'll jack the price up?
For sure.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, Minnesota beer stand. And then it's going to
They're
going
to strip out all the Minnesota beers. Like, don't you think? Like, Insight was just, like, to get some beers in there, and they're just going to be, like, not at the Super Bowl.
No, I think they're going to like try to sell that. But again,
as a thing.
Yeah. It's gonna
hope so.
I'm also going to try to get there like 7 hours early so I don't have to like get strip searched before
I
want
I have a brunch at 11:30 at Hell's Kitchen. So I'm going to be down there and then you can drink open container on Nicollet. So I'm going to have a backpack full of beer and I'm going to go that route.
That's a great plan.
Yeah, you can drink open container.
Just for that thing.
All week? Yes. So, like, I'm just going to be drinking beer, walking around. And it might be cold, but, you know, we're Minnesotans. We're bold north.
We're from the
all
north.
All that stuff. Ascoff and Lason north.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We'll dress warm. We'll be fine. Stop into a bar and get some, like, you know, $45 nachos if I'm hungry.
Yeah. No, I love that plan.
So, I'll be out there all day, man. So, we'll meet up.
We got any, and we got any places? We got any friends
I'll just, like,
down there?
Are you going to have a printed ticket?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay, then I'll just fucking knock you out and go in your place.
All right, so what happens in the game? Who do you think wins and why?
I mean, Patriots, right?
I think that the line at 4.5 is a little
That's
big.
All it is?
I think that's a big line. I truly do. I think the Eagles are the best team in the league.
They were so fucking good against us. Holy shit. And we're supposed to be good. So
I think that the Eagles' defense is way better than the Patriots' defense. I think the front seven of the Eagles is going to give the Patriots hell. I think that the Eagles' 21 men man roster minus the quarterback is much, 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 much better than the Patriots.
They got to be a more complete team. They just don't have a Tom Brady.
Having said that, the Patriots have Tom Brady. The Patriots have Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And the Patriots have Rob Gronkowski if he's healthy enough to play.
It sounds like he is. He's been two practices in a row or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that is going to be too much for the Eagles to overcome without Carson Wentz. But I think the Eagles still cover in a great, close, memorable Super Bowl.
Well, you're hoping so because you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm really hoping
I'll be watching from home.
I'm hoping
I get to watch the ads. You just get to, like, stare at, you know, the field with nobody on it. So I'm super glad I'm not going. I'm not bitter at all. No, it'll be good.
Well, at least Nordy's podcast will be there. Final segment of the day is our At the Buzzer or our overtime segment. And overtime today is something we've been doing a little bit on our screencast every single week. We're bringing it over to the sportscast this week, and that is, do we care?
Yeah.
All right, so a quick do we care segment. The NFL Pro Bowl, do we care?
No.
And why not?
Because it's just every reason we went through already. It's unwatchable.
It's unwatchable. It's just terrible. It's like a bunch of guys wearing visors and doing skill competitions that aren't impressive.
Did you see Alex Smith, though?
And he missed every target.
And he's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be a free agent next year. I mean, I'm a, you know, probably a hot pick for somebody that, dude, no. You can't even hit a fucking giant piece of cardboard from like 25 feet.
I didn't even know who you said there because I only know him as future Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback, Alex Smith.
You know what? I'd take him. They interviewed him, and he was like, this is a crazy league. I have no idea where I'm going to end up, and that's the game.
He's not a free agent either.
No, I know, but they're just not going to refresh him, and he knows that.
They're
going to
trade him away.
Dude, I'd take him. Fuck yeah, our team would be unbelievable with him.
Next up, do you care about the NBA All-Star game at all?
I care more than I even want to admit, because now I think it's because of the memes that I was talking about earlier. But, like, I just love the NBA so much. It's just constant entertainment. All these side stories we've been talking about are fantastic. Russell Westbrook wore a bathrobe, I'm pretty sure, to his game today. And that's fun for me. I just love it. And so, yeah, I think it's cool. I like that they changed it up. I like that we have two Timberwolves in it. I hate cheering for Steph Curry. He's one of my least favorite players.
And
but
we haven't had two Timberwolves in the game since it was Sam Cassell and Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, I mean, it's an entirely different team. We're not the Timberwolves anymore. We're like the Bizarro Timberwolves. It's awesome.
All right, do you care about the NBA skills competition?
No.
Including the dunk contest, the three-point contest, and the...
Will Zach LaVine be competing now for Chicago?
No, he won't be.
No, because he's like hardly better.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about the dunk contest anymore. I liked it. I was watching it when we had Zach LaVine winning every year. I would watch it then.
I think the dunk contest might be the most overrated event in all of sports.
Okay. Why? Because, like, they just jump a Kia for Kia purposes and not for entertainment purposes?
A little bit, but also because it's like, it used to be guys who were graceful and awesome in the air, and now it's like Blake Griffin and Dwight Howard and, like, big, huge, like, 6'11" guys dunking.
Do you think Mitchell from the Jazz will be doing it, though?
I hope so. And it would be, I mean, there are people who can make it fun.
Yeah.
And it's always great to see, like, the SportsCenter version of the dunk contest where it's, like, 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Then actually, like, watching it and watching them miss, like, four times.
Right.
And so I think if you just watch the highlights of the dunk contest, it's wonderful. It's exciting. But if you actually watch it, it's pretty unbearable.
All that stuff sucks. The All-Star game can be entertaining. You know, there was a lot of, like, hype going into this draft that they did, right? Because it was like, you know, who's going to be taken first?
You jumped my question. I was going to ask you, do you care about the player draft?
I do a little bit. I think it's interesting. It sounds like LeBron took Durant right off the bat and then probably took Kevin Love last. They even interviewed him, and they're like, hey, Kevin Love, when do you think you were taken? He's like, probably dead last. I don't know. Which I just think is funny because he sucks. But yeah, I mean, I do care a little bit. I think it would have been fun to have it televised. They just didn't want to hurt, like, you know,
people's feelings.
Damian Lillard's feelings because he's, like, clearly the bottom of the barrel for All-Stars.
Oh, no. Sorry, Damian Lillard. You're only one of the 20 best people on earth at basketball.
Yeah.
Sorry you're closer to 20 than you are to 10.
Sorry that, like, you know, Steph Curry doesn't want you as bad as he wants his fucking teammates like Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Next up, do you care about the NHL All-Star weekend?
Not a bit.
Less than zero?
Yeah, I mean, I actively avoid it. Like, if I saw it was on, I would just try to, like, change it quickly.
Would you go with free tickets?
If it was here?
Yeah.
No, because it'd probably be in St. Paul. I wouldn't go.
Would you go for $20?
No.
You got $20 and you got to go.
I wouldn't go.
How much money would you have to be paid to go to the All-Star
$100.
Game? You'd have to be paid and have a free ticket, $100.
Yeah. For sure.
That's what you get for having fucking Kid Rock, that racist asshole.
Oh, wait, I forgot about Kid Rock. Now I want to go to see him. No, just kidding.
All right, final two. Do you care about the Winter Olympics?
Sort of. And I know your stance on this, but I'll say that, look, it's going to be on. It's going to be all over NBC. I'll watch some of it, sure. Yeah, I like a little bit of it.
I hate the Winter Olympics with a passion.
And you like summer? They're not that
I like different. The Winter Olympics 100 times more than the summer
Olympics.
Oh,
my God. You're such a fucking grouch with the Olympics.
Dude. I hate the Olympics.
It's all good. Who cares?
They're not cool.
They're the best athletes in the world.
No, they're not. if they're the best athletes in the world, they'd be playing in the NFL or the Premier League or the NBA. That's where they'd be.
The NBA players play in the Summer Olympics, the best.
Yeah, sure. That's like one.
And don't they have 30th. Soccer in the Olympics?
Yeah, with only under 21 players.
Oh, interesting. And they don't have
same
football,
with hockey. They don't.
We're the only
hockey
that plays
guys
it.
Don't play anymore. They're no longer allowed to be part of it. So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's a joke. It's like people suddenly care about sports that they wouldn't watch if the world.
Dude, I like watching curling. It's very calming for me.
If the world championships of figure skating came to Minnesota this year, tickets were $10. People wouldn't go.
No, I wouldn't go.
But if the Olympics was on TV with all of the people who would be at the World Championship of figure skating temporarily for 3 weeks, everyone would pretend like they gave a fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't.
You're not going to have any Matt Lauer involvement at all.
No, I don't.
He's ostracized.
I don't care. The only thing that I could get excited about, I guess, would be like maybe hockey and snowboarding are like maybes to me. And those are the reasons.
Sean White.
Yeah. I could
still
watch.
Still doing it.
I could watch Sean White. I could watch international hockey of like teenagers playing each other.
So you're not into like skiing and then shooting? And then skiing and then shooting?
No.
And then skiing and then shooting one more time?
No, because it's the same thing as like if I turned on the TV on a Saturday afternoon and it was like the skiing world championships here from
you'd be like, I didn't even
Vancouver.
Know I got ESPN 15.
Yeah,
holy
shit. Like, I'd be like, I'm turning the channel without even thinking about it.
But dude, it's the Olympics. It's different. It's bigger. It's the world stage.
We say Olympics, everybody is like, oh, damn, they wore a Ralph Lauren USA sweater, so yeah. We should cheer for them really hard.
Tommy Hilfiger, baby.
It's embarrassing, and I'm embarrassed for my fellow Americans and my friends.
Are you gonna watch the opening ceremonies?
Absolutely.
Where
not.
Is it this year?
Russia.
Oh, really? No.
I think so.
No, I don't even know where the fuck it
I'm
is.
I'm gonna look it up.
They had it at Russia, like.
Sochi was last time. Yeah.
Sochi. Yeah, it's definitely not in Russia.
The Winter Olympics are.
Is it in
South Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Korea.
Which is a whole big political thing. Really North Korea is like, let's join up for the Olympics, and then also let's join back up as countries because we're getting so screwed by.
I think they were like,
totally wrong.
I think
on this.
They were like, hey, do you want to be friends for like 2 weeks? We'll be really nice and peaceful. And then as soon as the Olympics are over, we'll go back to being assholes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I hate the Olympics. I know that's a hot take that everyone's going to hate. I know everyone. Loves the Olympics. You need to look at yourself and think, like, why the fuck do I like the Olympics? It's embarrassing.
I don't know.
You're embarrassing.
It's on, and it's just you get swept up in it. I enjoy that.
It's embarrassing that everyone likes the Olympics so much. It's literally so stupid. It's the stupidest. Everyone's like, oh my god, swimming's on tonight. Oh god, freestyle 200 free. Yeah. Like, fuck, you don't like swimming. You hate swimming. Oh gosh,
but you like
parallel,
but they like the Olympics. That's why you watch stuff you would never watch. I mean, curling is fun to watch.
People are like, dude, oh, that dude, the Iranian wrestler at 135, that guy's crazy. He might beat our guy, who I don't even know his name because I don't know anything about wrestling. Fuck, I hate it. It's so stupid. It's the worst. I love sports, and I think the Olympics are the worst thing on TV ever.
Wow. Every 2 years, man. Back in your face.
Horrible. It's horrible. The Summer Olympics are way worse because everybody like
gets more into it. Like, and so it's more annoying to you.
Everyone like goes to Walmart and buys like a t-shirt to wear while they watch it at home. It's fucking
embarrassing.
I like
how you like further make them more degenerate by going to Walmart.
Yeah,
like that was subtle, but not subtle enough.
All right. So the last question I have for you is, do you care? Because you obviously care about the stupid ass Olympics. Mm-hmm. Do you care about the Minnesota State high school hockey tournament?
I should, right?
You
and
should.
I don't.
You
I
should.
Never pay any attention at all.
Would you go?
I paid attention 1 year. The year was 2004, Anoka High School. Mm-hmm. My own good friend, Tony Lewisall, was on the team. He did not play
friend
in the game, but he was on the bench.
Yeah.
And I cared then. I was there. It was wonderful. I don't care. Any other year, I don't know who wins. I don't know who's going to compete. I usually assume it's like one of the rich cities or one of the private schools, and that's usually what it is. So
would you go this year?
Am I gonna get paid again?
No, like with me actually.
Like, yeah, I mean, like if you were to invite me and you're like, dude, we're gonna go, but wait, we gotta go to St. Paul, don't we?
Yeah.
No,
that makes it hard. Doesn't
I wouldn't
it?
Go. Fuck that.
All right, so I do care. I'm excited about that. I don't even at this point. It's probably Dyna versus.
When does it happen?
Oh, it's like the end of February.
Okay.
And it's just like a good time. You go out there, you watch a bunch of high school kids play in front of too many people that are taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
And they're way better than kids their age anywhere else on U.S. soil.
So, like, some of these kids generally end up in the NHL,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, Casey Mittelstad set the record for the most points in the tournament 2 years ago, and now he's, like, one of the best players in college hockey. He was a top 10 draft pick of the
okay. So Buffalo in like 15 Sabres. Years, he might see the NHL playtime. Don't isn't it like a really weird?
No. Like in like have? In like 2 years, he'll see like second line playtime in the NHL. Like he'll be a, right. he'll be a good player.
Hopefully, he'll be a Wild player.
Yeah, no, he's playing for the Buffalo Sabres. He's already been drafted.
Son of a bitch! They knew the I knew they did something weird. Yeah. Fucking draft people and they're still playing in college.
So yeah, there you go. There's our do we care. We don't care about a lot of the things that are happening in sports.
It's tough right now.
Over the next few weeks. This is the worst period of time. And it's like, I don't understand why people who are in the entertainment business, whether it's movies or television or, you know, plays or
podcasts.
Sports or podcasts or whatever, I don't understand why they don't realize that, like, in the doldrums that are January and February, that's when I need the most content.
Yeah.
And it's where the content is that it's at an all-time low.
And of course
year.
We require actual content to make our content.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
I mean, we're not like writing short stories for our podcast. Maybe we'll need to start next week.
So yeah, that's about all the time we have for our sports cast. Couple things though, remember Draft Horse podcast Northeast Minneapolis, it's gonna be at 6:30 on Sunday, February 11th. We got DJ Bonix in the house answering our questions, hopefully answering some of yours. Come out there, drink some beers, buy me a beer.
Draft Horse is already buying our beers.
Well,
be fine.
Buy me another one. And then also,
I deserve it because I hate the Olympics.
We got Bauhaus coming up here in March, end of March on a Thursday. Not sure if it's the 22nd or 28th yet, but we need you there. Should be a lot of fun.
We'll let you know.
We'll have prizes. We'll have lots of fun stuff out there. And then also, buy one of these sweet hats that we're wearing. They're great. You're going to want one. I got the Timberwolves, the navy blue with the new Timberwolves colors. We got a Twins one. We got a Minnesota Golden Gophers one. Let us know. $10 snapbacks. You're going to look great wearing one. And you're going to be supporting your favorite podcast, the Northeast Podcast. Pretty exciting times. Thanks for being with us this week. We'll be back with you guys next week in the Northeast Podcast. Hopefully we made your week a little bit better. And also, congratulate our guy, Ryan Barter, for having his second child. That's why he can't be
here. Chase Daniel, welcome.
He is a hard hat guy usually. He just hasn't been the last few weeks because of sickness and having a second human being come into his life. So.
Big things popping. We love the guy. Can't wait for him to be back on the pod.
So thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with you guys next week with the Northeast Podcast.